This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Police in Hong Kong have fired tear gas as rallies continued in downtown Hong Kong for a second night. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
A sea of black-shirted protesters, some with bright yellow helmets and masks, but many with just backpacks, have marched down a major street in central Hong Kong in the latest rally in what has become a summer of protest there. The march followed a shorter rally at a park in the financial district against the police use of tear gas, rubber bullets and other force to break up a protest the previous Sunday. On Saturday past, clashes between protesters and police led to 11 arrests and left at least two dozen injured in an outlying district towards the border with mainland China. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The central government's Hong Kong and Macau Affairs Office is expected to hold a press conference to share Beijing's views about the political turmoil that's supposed to take place sometime Monday local time. U.S. President Donald Trump's Director of National Intelligence, Dan Coats, is expected to step down in the coming days, according to the New York Times. Coats has clashed with President Trump over Russia, Iran, and North Korea. A source told Reuters news agency that President Trump is considering Republican U.S. Representative John Ratcliffe to replace Coats in the job. A SpaceX cargo craft delivering more than 2,270 kilograms of research, crew supplies, and hardware was installed at the International Space Station on Saturday. NASA said the Dragon spacecraft was installed on the Earth-facing side of the space station. It's SpaceX's 18th contracted commercial resupply mission. The Dragon is expected to remain attached to the ISS for about a month. It will then return to Earth for a Pacific Ocean splashdown, bringing a variety of science samples for researchers to study.